From KMXT and Kodiak, it's the Alaska Fisheries Report. I'm Terry Haynes. Regulations for halibut charters are looser this summer for the second year in a row. And with bookings up for 2021, anglers may reel in more fish than the fleets allocated. KDLL's Sabine Pooks has the story.
The bodies regulating halibut fishing in Alaska relaxed restrictions on the fleet to again make fishing more appealing to Alaska anglers amid the pandemic. That was before reservations started pouring in to charter operators.
We tried to anticipate the possibility back in December, the fact that it was going to take the government a lot longer to administer vaccines than it actually has.
Andy Mesereau of Seward serves in the North Pacific Fishery Management Council.
Obviously, we didn't necessarily anticipate this sort of pent-up demand to go travel and come to Alaska, because we have a lot of people coming now, more than we had anticipated.
The goal of last year's changes was to get more Alaskans out on boats in South Central and Southeast as COVID-19 curbed visitations from out of state. This year's regulations are largely the same. Anglers in South Central are allowed 2 halibut a day. Now that second fish can be 32 inches long, up from 26 inches. Charters can also take people out on the water more days each week. Usually, Tuesdays and Wednesdays are closed to halibut fishing. This year, just Wednesdays are off limits.
So we took regulations that would allow for a harvest of about 25% more fish than we normally would, because we figured business would be down by that much. And if you think about the way the situation was in, you know, December, it looked like that was a pretty conservative step to take.
Last year, anticipating more of a COVID-19 related decline, the council opened both Tuesdays and Wednesdays to charters. Mesereau says the changes really helped last year. Dave Goja agrees. He owns Hookie Charters in Kenai.
To be honest, it's hard to find a 26-inch halibut, and not a lot of people want to keep those. So going back to 32 inches was a great idea for last year.
It was a needed shot in the arm during a tough time in the season, Mesereau says. But now that more tourists are getting actual shots in the arm, charter operators like Goja have a full roster of visitors.
We do have a lot of reservations this year. It seems like people are over the COVID and ready to get out and catch fish.
Mesereau says he's hearing that from a lot of operators, but he says he's not worried about overfishing, even though he does think the charter fleet will go over its allocation this year.
The impact of the charter fleet going over their allocation isn't really a conservation concern unless they were to go over it in some unimaginable way.
He says they may face steep restrictions next year, but doesn't anticipate the action from the charter fleet jeopardizing the stock in any way. Charter halibut fishing makes up a small portion of the overall halibut take. Last year, Mesereau says, the fleet left 500,000 pounds of its allocation in the water. For KDLL, I'm Sabine Pooks.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association, providing U.S. Coast Guard accepted hands-on safety training for all of Alaska's fishermen and their family. AMSEA at amsea.org or 907-747-3287. The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by Alaska Boats and Permits, marine broker for vessels, permits, and IFQs, 1-800-992-4960, or online at alaskaboat.com.
The Copper River sockeye run is far below the state's goals. On Wednesday, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game announced the latest in a series of closures this season. The district has opened for 3 12-hour fishing periods so far. Through Tuesday, the sonar tower counted just over 63,500 sockeye. That's among the lowest on record. The state's in-river goal is more than double that. The department says the commercial harvest is also the fourth lowest to date in the last 50 years. The harvest may be low, but the prices for Copper River salmon were high even before the fishery opened in mid-May. Peter Pan Seafoods announced that it would pay triple last year's prices for sockeye and kings. This year, it will pay $19.60 per pound for kings and $12.60 a pound for sockeye, while in 2020, sockeye went for around $4 and kings for $6. The Cordova Times reported that retailers' pre-orders for sockeye fillets were as high as $54 per pound. King fillets went for up to $79.99 per pound.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, working to raise the value of our seafood harvest for the benefit of all Alaskans. On the web at alaskaseafood.org.
Harbors are different from other places in that each harbor has a master, the harbor master. And when you're running in out of the fog and the dark after a long trip, just looking for a place to tie up the boat and shut the engines off for a while, you have one person to call on the radio, the harbor master. He can tell you how deep they are at the transient float and whose slip you can slip into. He's the master of the harbor.
You are the Duke of New York. You're a number one.
I got a chance to sit down on the phone with Kodiak's new harbor master, Mike Sarnowski. So I understand this is your first stint as a harbor master. How long have you been on the job, and what is your background?
That's correct, Terry. I arrived here in late July and started right away. My background is I'm retired from the Coast Guard, 22 years of service. I was what we call a cutterman. So I was on boats most of my career. I've got 16 years on vessels. I was captain on three and executive officer on the Monroe here in Kodiak. And that boat made the family fall in love, and that's why we decided to come on back. So I've done a lot of fisheries law enforcement, and I've seen the importance of the fisheries communities inside their respective cities. So I know the importance of it, and being able to be the harbor master here gives me that opportunity to help our local fishermen make sure that they've got the right tools that I can help provide, you know, improving our harbors, and even as part of the EOC providing the fisherman aspect as rulings and decisions were made there.
Well, last year's COVID protocols do seem to have worked well. I mean, Kodiak didn't see the shutdowns of processing plants or need more restrictive rules for fishermen's movement. What were the rules that fishermen have had to follow during the last year? And have they changed at all with the increased vaccination rates and somewhat relaxed recommendations from the CDC?
Great question. So initially it started off where there was a two-week quarantine phase. Vessels would come in, they'd have to quarantine for 2 weeks, basically staying on board the boat. And if there was a reason they had to get off, they would wear their mask. Canneries required everybody to wear their masks also. The beauty is that I think, you know, our commercial fisheries are a group of great professionals, and they understand the importance of being safe out there, because if COVID spread throughout the fleet, everything would stop. And I think our professional fishermen out there actually saw that and did their best to make sure that they were able to continue doing what they needed to do to provide for the community and provide for their own families. So that was the initial start of the COVID responses, things like that. And as things started getting better, especially in March, April timeframe, when vaccinations really started coming out, we started to see a lot more people getting those vaccinations. So as a result, just like with the community at large, we realized that, you know, hey, the need for such strict requirements isn't there anymore. So we removed the quarantine requirement, removed the mask requirement. And, you know, as a result, we've still had, you know, we made it through spring break safely. We've had quite a few boats go out fishing, and our numbers are still looking good. So I think our fishing fleet is doing a great job in policing themselves. Same with our canneries, to make sure that we're able to keep this business moving along and we don't have to put a stoppage there. You mentioned about other rules and CDC laxing some rules there, but actually here recently, back in February, they released a marine safety bulletin that you may have heard about that is actually requiring commercial fishermen to wear masks. So that is definitely not a City of Kodiak requirement, but that is a more stringent requirement placed on them by the CDC.
So if you see some fishermen, for instance, working on their net down on the boat and they're not wearing masks, you're not required because of the CDC rule to tell them to put masks on. Is that only for if they're underway?
That's from my understanding, it's from when they're underway. The City of Kodiak has no enforcement of that rule whatsoever. So that belongs to the Coast Guard and to CDC enforcement personnel themselves. So we are not anywhere near to be staffed or be able to assist in any enforcement for that.
Well, do you have some trigger numbers that where if we saw infections going up, that you would begin to reinforce a quarantine period, or would you be pretty much leaning on the local emergency operations center to make those decisions?
Well, one of the beauties is that the emergency operations center actually folded the harbor into the group. We'd be, you know, I had a firsthand recommendation ear there with the city manager as our emergency services director. To be able to provide the issues, concerns that the harbor community had. So if we started seeing numbers really increase, I mean, right now we're in low single digits, which is great. But if the numbers start going up into the high single digits and especially into the low teens, we start seeing those on a daily rate. Infection is changing, you know, possible variants, things like that coming into the community. So we're going to need to try to nip it in the bud as quickly as possible. So we may need to bring back actions such as masking, such as quarantining. But right now, everybody's doing a great job. As long as folks, you know, keep doing what they've been doing, you know, they mask up when they need to, they keep getting vaccinated, I think the community, you know, can be in a very safe place. And we won't have to put on stringent requirements.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from Madsen, reliably delivering for Kodiak since 1964. Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report is provided by the Stosh and Claudia Anderson Fund, which recognizes the importance of Alaska's sustainable fisheries to the state's economy.
Thanks this week to KDLG's Izzy Ross, KDLL's Sabine Pooks, and Harbor Master Mike. Good fishing, everyone.